The North Pacific Fishery Management Council voted Saturday to delay the initial review of chum salmon bycatch reduction alternatives in the Bering Sea pollock fishery. It does not set a date for the review, but the council plans to meet in September and December of this year. They also set a hard cap in the Gulf of Alaska pollock fishery. From KNOM in Nome, Lorelei Kanin has the story.
This weekend in Nome, the council unanimously passed a resolution brought forward by Fish and Game Commissioner Cora Campbell. The original review included four alternatives to curb chum bycatch in the Bering Sea pollock fishery. Campbell's motion did away with a triggered closure program and created a new alternative, incorporating monthly closure options to the current rolling hotspot program. Campbell pointed out that genetic work shows Western Alaska stocks are caught in greater proportion during the early part of the season.
After that August 1st date, it's a smaller proportion that's Western Alaska bound. So by adding some options that allow the council to look at that, we may have the ability to do something that is more targeted and does more to conserve Western Alaska stocks, and that's an important goal.
The motion also calls for an expanded discussion of Norton Sound salmon fisheries by district. It also asks research staff to describe possible impacts to specific stocks, given the limitation of stock identification information. The council took more than 7 hours of public testimony before hearing the motion. Joe Garney from Tiller said the diminished chum runs are threatening the lifestyles of many.
This salmon sustained a lifestyle for us in the Port Clarence District for thousands and thousands of years, enabled us to have a life there. And before my very eyes, in my generation, in these short last few years, I have seen this lifestyle disappear. We're at the last thread of it.
Anthropologist for Kawerik, the regional nonprofit, Julie Raymond Jacobian, was critical of the council's approach to tribal consultation. She said the limited consultation has affected the process.
I think one of the reasons you're hearing people really put their fist down and say they want a low cap and it's something that's not in the alternatives is because, like I said, they were not involved in the development of that. And if consultation had begun at an earlier date, I know that you'd be hearing different things from tribes today.
And in regards to the Gulf of Alaska Chinook bycatch issue, the council did take final action. Again, Commissioner Campbell made the motion in yesterday's meeting to set the Gulf of Alaska bycatch to 22,500 Chinook salmon. After deliberation, the council voted to set the cap at 25,000. There was a bit of a struggle between the two numbers on the table, and the discussion came down to balance. The council is obligated to minimize bycatch in the federal fisheries. They're also obligated to ensure optimum yield in those fisheries, in this case, the pollock fishery. Commissioner Campbell voted with the majority in instating the 25,000 hard cap.
It's a very significant step forward. It's a hard cap that is going to control salmon bycatch in the pollock fishery in the Gulf. And so ultimately, I thought that taking that step forward and getting that cap in place was more important than whether there was a 2,500 fish difference between the cap that I had proposed and the cap that the council settled on.
During deliberation and defending the proposed 22,500 hard cap measure, Commissioner Campbell said the council needs to treat salmon users equally with the pollock industry.
Because they don't perhaps spend as much time with salmon fishermen, I just wanted to remind the council that we do have an obligation to look out for and speak up for the salmon fishermen. And I think that the meeting here in Nome was a very good chance for the council to spend some time with people who are very dependent on salmon, and that I hope was a good reminder for council members as well.
The Gulf of Alaska fishery hit a historical high of Chinook bycatch last season at 51,000 fish. Reporting in Nome, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.